Hello, this is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care.
Good afternoon. This is Kathy. She's returning your call.
Oh, Miss Kathy, how you doing?
All right.
All right. I was looking through your file, Miss Kathy, and I see that, let me see, your file's coming back up. All right. You have 59 hours with us, and Lukeisha is your caregiver. That's correct, right?
Yes.
All right, and I have you at 2243 North 33rd Street in apartment 3F. Is that still the same?
Yes.
Okay. I was calling you because I have to get what's called your client service agreement signed. It's just a document on my computer, something the insurance companies make us do.
Okay.
Go to your client folder, just has your caregiver schedule and her duties. And it also serves as a wellness check, means I saw you face-to-face in the home, okay?
Yeah.
Something they make us do either once a year or once every other year. I'm pretty much in and out, unless you have any questions about anything from home care to maybe something your service coordinator had not answered for you. I try to help because I've been in the industry for over 20 years.
Okay.
I'm going to be in your area tomorrow, 19132, in between 1 and 3. Would you be available for me to come get it signed during that time?
Between 1 and 3?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, because Keisha don't come in until 2. So, yeah, you can come at 1. I'll probably see if I can get my daughter to come by. I think she's off on Wednesday. Because Keisha don't come until the afternoon. Yeah, so let me check with my daughter. Matter of fact, what time at 1 o'clock?
No, I said in between 1 and 3. So I have about 5 people in that area. So that's why I give a range, because it depends on how long they have to visit. Sometimes I'm in and out in 5 minutes. Sometimes people have questions. So that's why
okay.
I say, yeah.
All right, I'll give you a heads up that I'm on the third floor.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
And I'm going to call Friday to be coming, too.
All right. Well, yeah, if it's between 1 and 3, you could come.
Okay.
I just want to know exactly what time because of that frame. You know what I'm saying? It keeps you coming in at 2, 3 o'clock.
Right. Well, what I'll do is I'm going to call you at least 15 minutes prior and all that, but... I have, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4. So you're the fourth person. So
I'm the fourth, so it'd probably be around 3.
Could be. I'll let you know beforehand. Sometimes
okay.
They go fast. I mean, to be honest with you, I've had some times where I've done 4 people in 50 minutes because they all live in the same zip code, and it's been
okay.
In and out. And sometimes it might be somebody who has a bunch of questions, and all of a sudden, I'm at one house for an hour. So normally, though, I try to be in
okay.
and out, especially when I have an abundance of people to see. So,
all right.
But I'll give you a heads up about at least 20 minutes prior to.
Okay, then. All right. Yeah, tomorrow's fine.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that.
All right.
All right. I'll call you tomorrow.
And your name is, again, is Aaron, right?
Yes, Aaron Jenkins.
Aaron Jenkins. All right. Yes, okay.
All
I'll
right.
see you between 1 and 3 tomorrow, then. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ms. Kathy.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye.